This is St. Louis Public Radio. When the Repertory Theater of St. Louis begins its season this week, it welcomes Hanna Sharif as its first new artistic leader in decades. The playwright and director is one of a number of women who have seized the chance to lead American theaters in recent years. She's also the first black woman to take the artistic reins at a large St. Louis theater. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin spoke to her about the shifts she sees underway in the theater world and asked how she plans to expand the Rep's audience.
I think one of the things that's been challenging for the field is that there's been certainly kind of a monolithic audience. The American theater audience, if you look at the numbers statistically, tend to be older, highly educated, large disposable income, and predominantly white. And I have a personal philosophical belief that no matter who you are, whether you've been a subscriber at the Rep for 50 years or you've never entered into the Rep's doors, that you deserve access to the highest quality of art and the tools to tell your own stories. Even for myself, I've talked about this rarely, but occasionally in interviews to say that, you know, I was at a cross point where I had to make a decision about whether or not I was going to stay in the American theater, because what we were seeing were that in our sister fields of television and film, that glass ceiling starting to crack and women stepping into positions as showrunners, as executive producers, as lead writers.
Thinking about representation in theater leadership, by which I mean people who aren't white men, like
yes.
myself,
uh-huh.
I saw you cite a statistic in an interview last year that in the previous 2 years, you said 34 artistic director jobs have come open, and of those 34, 17 of them have gone to women.
Yes.
It sounds like there's a real change happening. What's going on out there?
Well, what I would say is that we are in an unprecedented transformation of executive leadership in the American theater. We got very good 20 years ago at diversifying our seasons and putting stories that represented a wide range, diasporic range of cultural experiences on stage. But when it came to who actually was making decisions behind the people you saw on stage, the directors that were being chosen, the designers that were being chosen, none of them or few of them looked like me. That has a real impact on the type of stories that get told. And so you see the same type of play coming from Black or Latinx writers over and over and over again, because that was a window into the culture that executive leadership might be comfortable with. When you have more people with diverse experiences and intersectionality around the table, there's going to be a real impactful shift that you see on your stages that comes from that. And I think it's going to be incredibly powerfully impactful in our communities.
You led a rebranding effort in Baltimore.
I did.
Is the Rep ripe for that treatment?
This year for me, I call this the year of listening. I loathe leaders who come into communities that they don't know and organizations that they're just learning with a whole plan on how to revamp an organization. I actually think fundamentally my first job is to learn St. Louis. And so this year, we are hiring a community organizer to work full-time on the artistic staff, to work directly with me.
That's a new position?
This is a new position. We'll be working to create these community conversations in all of the different niche communities around St. Louis. And it's a listening tour for me. It's an opportunity to go into communities and learn about the idiosyncrasies of each community, the passions and the needs, and to understand where in the ecosystem the Rep can serve.
You mentioned coming to a crossroads where you were making a decision about staying in theater or not.
Yeah.
I just want to know how you feel about the direction of American theater now compared to 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
I look at the evolution of leadership, the evolution of the stories being told on our stages and the people who get to tell those stories, the directors and designers that are getting to bring all of themselves and their intersectionality into the work, and it makes me profoundly hopeful for the future.
That was Hanna Sharif, Artistic Director of the Repertory Theater of St. Louis, speaking to St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. For more coverage of local theater, go to stlpublicradio.org.